The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Fold your hands. We're going to say the prayer.
Almighty and everlasting God, ever-living God, you hold together all things in heaven and on earth. In your great mercy, receive the prayers of all your children and give to all the world the spirit of your truth and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Come gather around. How are you all this morning? Do you have a good morning getting here?
Yeah.
Well, I have a story for you this morning, and it was one that I'm not really happy about myself with. So when I was a kid, my mother had a beautiful cobalt blue, dark blue bird bath. Beautiful. She had brought it back from Mexico. And one day I was outside with my friends, and we were having a water fight. That's right. And I'll get to that. So we were playing with the hose, and we were, you know, it was a hot day, trying to just have a water fight or whatever. Well, I went around the corner to spray my fen, and I sprayed the bird bath, and it fell over and broke into many, many pieces. Obviously, I couldn't hide that. Well, because of that, my brother, who was known in the area, I blamed him. So when my mom got home, I said, my brother did it. Well, of course, do you think my brother was happy about that?
No.
No. Do you think my mom was happy about that?
No.
So I had to eventually admit the truth. But it came with a punishment. I was grounded, and I had to find a new way to replace the bird bath. So, but through my lie, I really hurt my family. I really did. It was not a good thing. I was not happy about it. And I still reflect on it with a little guilt. This is sort of the way that we can break each other apart, I think. Have you ever lied and felt like it would hurt more people than you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have?
Yeah.
Well, you know, so maybe think on that a little bit next time and make sure that not getting in trouble is maybe not the best way to get out of it, but maybe not the one.
I want to spare people's feelings.
You know what? So, you know. Well, anyway, through our lives, though, I don't know if that separates us. You know, to spare people's feelings in that way, you know, maybe it's okay sometimes. But lying in general, not probably a good thing, right? And this is where God gives us that truth. God gives us that spirit of truth because it keeps us together. I think when my mom and I were separated because of that, you know, and she was angry at me, and I was angry, or I was angry at myself, and I was projecting it on her, it wasn't a great thing. And so I think what God does for us that's great is that he points us to the truth, not just one time, but all the time. It's not just in Jesus, but all the time. We point to the truth, we speak the truth, because that's the way that we can stay together. Pray. Dear Lord Jesus, keep us in your spirit of truth so that we may stay unified in all ways with other people. Keep our families together and keep us so that we may speak the truth in your gospel light through Christ our Lord. Amen. Who wants to take the Bible?
Me.
Number between 1 and 10. I get the number closer. Do you have a number in your head between 1 and 10?
Can I change mine?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm at 3. So, there we go.
This reading is from Acts. Areopagus stood in front of the Areopagus and said, Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, to an unknown God. What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor, he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 66 responsively. Bless our God, you peoples, let the sound of praise be heard.
Our God is with.
For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us just as silver is tried.
You brought us to the nest. You laid heavy burdens upon our backs.
You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us out into a place of refreshment.
I walked into your house with burnt offerings
that I promised with my lips and spoke with my mouth when I was in trouble. Come and listen, all you who believe, and I will tell you what God has done for me. If I had cherished evil in my heart, the Lord would not have heard me. Blessed be God, who has not rejected my prayer nor withheld unfailing love from me.
Glory to God.
Second reading is from 1 Peter. Who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated, but in your hearts sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Keep your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey. When God waited patiently in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water. In baptism, which this prefigured now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
According to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides in you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will see me no longer, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Here at St. Peter's, our confirmation class meets once a month, and we spend the afternoon in learning and prayer, in food and fun, and in service activity. Today, the confirmation candidates are going to be helping with the empty bowls. We're going to be packing those, anything that's left. I think you're going to buy all of the bowls, but if there's any left, we'll be packing those up and putting the tables away and doing that before we start our lessons. It's important. The confirmation people know about TACL, about that Third Avenue charitable organization. And not only are they helping with the fundraiser today, but they have been downtown and served a meal with for those homeless, hungry people on the streets in downtown San Diego. Another aspect of our confirmation program is that each candidate has a sponsor from the congregation who pays special attention to them during these 2 or 3 years of confirmation class. And each sponsor is supposed to be someone who is an example of what it means to be an adult living a Christian life, what it means to be an adult in this congregation giving back to the church in some kind of ministry or activity or life. How do you make life in the congregation? And during this time of confirmation process, the candidates interview their sponsors a couple times. They interview them regarding their life and their own confirmation, if they can remember their confirmation and what that was like, and what do they do in living, how is it to be a member of this congregation, a member of this church, and what they participate in. But one of the main objectives of having the sponsor is that these young people know that there is someone in the church other than their parents and their extended family, that there's people in this church that really love them, really care about them, really are concerned about them. I think that's a real important part of this sponsorship, is that our young people in the church know that there are adults that they can turn to, that there are adults that care about them and care for them. So our current candidates have sponsors in the church. Evan's sponsor is Solvay. Jacob's sponsor is Doris. And Ben's sponsor is Dean. And these are people that were chosen not by the candidate, but the other way around. And we work on that together so that people can find some connections. One person that our candidates did interview earlier last year was Pat McGregor. We went over to Pat's house and the boys interviewed her about her life as a Christian, about her ministry in the church, and about the Padres, of course. You may have heard the old saying that behind every great man is a great woman. Well, the truth is, beside every great person is another great person. Last week in the children's sermon, Vicar Thomas referenced that game Red Rover. I don't think that game is probably allowed on the playgrounds anymore, because we would have to issue helmets and have the parents all sign waivers so that we don't sue, the school doesn't get sued for broken arms or whatever happens. I think the Red Rover went the same way as Crack the Whip. Do you remember playing that game? Did you ever play that? I don't think they are allowed to play that game either. But there is some truth in that game that the only way to win that game, Red Rover, is that you link arms and that you hang tight with the people on your team. And I think that's a good illustration, a good image for us of working together great person next to great person, strong example, good support. We can't win. We can't be successful. Indeed, we can't be Christian without others. We can't do that by ourselves. Jesus knows that. In his farewell speech, this is part of it. We've been getting it for the last couple weeks. We'll get a little bit more next Sunday. Jesus gives a special encouragement to his disciples. And this happens like the day or the 2 days before his death. And Jesus promises in this farewell speech, I will not leave you orphaned. I will give you another advocate. These are words for us to hear and to believe today. You have an advocate. Someone who is looking out for you. Someone who is on your side. Someone who encourages and supports you. Someone who speaks up for you and is willing to hang in there with you through thick and through thin. I'm not talking about a confirmation sponsor or a best friend. After all, they can only do so much. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, your advocate. In this short passage from John's Gospel, Jesus uses very powerful words. Love, orphaned, abide, advocate. Powerful words for a powerful message. Just think about that. Let this seep into your heart and your emotions. These are not words for the brain and the intellect. These are words for the heart. What's it like to think that you have an advocate? What's it like to hear that somebody's on your side? Somebody has your back no matter what. Someone's invested in your future. Someone will never give up on you, ever, no matter what. Now, I think most of us would say, that's a good feeling. It's a good feeling to know that someone has your back. Might even be a feeling of relief. When you feel like your back is up against the wall, someone is right there beside you. That's empowering. Someone is for you and is with you. Having an advocate allows you to take risks, to try things that you wouldn't ordinarily try, even to fail, because failure will not be the end of you. And you can try again and again because you have an advocate. You can reach out to others in generosity. You can reach out to others in care. Beyond what you might think is practical or possible, because you have an advocate. That's what Jesus is saying in this gospel today. You have an advocate, a capital A advocate. An advocate who is the Holy Spirit. Jesus is our first advocate. He says, I will send you another. Jesus is the first advocate, and he's making sure that just as he loved and cared for the disciples, he will not leave them orphaned. He will not leave them without the love and the support and the encouragement that they had had when they had spent time with him, that even in his absence, they would still feel that support and encouragement, that presence. He promises to send another advocate, someone who will love them as much as he did, who loves us, who is our advocate. Now, in baptism, you received the Holy Spirit. You were given that advocate in your baptism. Many people worry today about our political and social situation in our country. and indeed in the world. And there's a lot to worry about. There are many issues that we need to pay attention to, issues that we need to pray about, and God cares about those things. But the truth is, it's hard to be caring and compassionate and generous when you're afraid. When you feel like no one hears you, no one is looking out for you, it's difficult to continue to care for others. A lot of people feel disenfranchised, not heard, excluded, left out, dismissed. God knows how you feel. And we all might feel like that sometimes. So hear this good news. God knows. God cares. If you feel abandoned or orphaned, if you feel isolated or not listened to, know this. God is with you. You are not alone. You, precious child of God, have an advocate. God came in Jesus Christ in order that we might see what God wants for us, for all of us. And to use this phrase from John's Gospel, God wants for us abundant life. God wants for us, for all of us, health and healing, blessings and more. God wants for us, for all of us, to be strengthened by the community through the waters of baptism and through the bread and wine of Holy Communion. God came in Jesus Christ and offered this abundant life, even when it upsets those who wanted to silence Jesus, who did not want his message of love and acceptance, who did not want his message of compassion and forgiveness to continue, even when it cost Jesus his life. God came in Jesus Christ and was willing to suffer and to die on the cross in order that we might know how much God loves us, how far God is willing to go to show us God's most abundant and amazing unconditional love for us. But that wasn't the end of the story. God raised Jesus from the dead to show us that nothing, not even death itself, can keep God from loving us and redeeming the whole world. And still, that isn't the rest of the story. There's more. God continues to come in the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, to encourage us, to look out for us. You have an Advocate that cares for you and will stay with you and will walk alongside of you in thick or thin. We can say it another way. God comes in the Holy Spirit to be Jesus for you every day. God comes in the Holy Spirit to be an advocate, our advocate, who will not give up on us ever. Not ever. Not ever. Amen.